Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Surgery patients are given special anesthesia gases to stay unconscious, but these gases can escape, and it turns out they trap a lot of heat in the atmosphere. In a 3-hour surgery, research suggests that those gases can have the same global warming impact as a car on a long trip. And Massachusetts General Hospital now has a plan to go green, and that includes reports on the climate impact of its care. Martha Biebinger of WBUR reports.
Considering the global warming potential when choosing a gas that will put a patient to sleep before surgery or wake them up after is pretty new. Take nitrous oxide, also known as laughing gas. It's a greenhouse gas, but Dr. Yasmin Tamizi didn't learn that during her training at Mass General. In fact, senior anesthesiologist urged her to use nitrous to revive patients.
When I was a resident, which was not that long ago,
Tamizi finished in 2019.
I was thought that these were the most beautiful wake-ups ever and you should master how to do them.
But now, after learning that the global warming potential of nitrous oxide is nearly 300 times that of carbon dioxide, Tamizi is shelving that wake-up technique and using a more climate-friendly gas. She's also reducing the flow or how much gas she gives patients. That's another trained habit she's trying to break.
My flows are still not as low as they could be, I guess, but it's hard. It is very hard. I always get dinged on that.
Dinged in the performance reports Tamizi receives that show how she compares to other members of Mass General's anesthesia staff on several measures. Anesthesiologists and nurse anesthetists have already been getting patient quality reports. To help reduce its carbon footprint, MGH has added 2 climate-focused scores, what gas clinicians use and how much.
I think I'm doing pretty okay.
Liz Faber, a nurse anesthetist at Mass General, was also a frequent nitrous oxide user before she started seeing how her work contributed to climate change.
You certainly don't need to do it to emerge a patient safely from anesthesia, so I've simply stopped doing it.
Which will likely have an impact at Mass General. Anesthetic gases are 43% of the hospital's current greenhouse gas emissions. Now, that's because MGH has already taken steps to reduce emissions, like getting most of the hospital's power from wind. Seattle Children's Hospital is already showing success in anesthesia, having cut inhaled greenhouse gas emissions by 87% over the past 5 years. While anesthetic gases are significant, they're a tiny piece of global warming overall. So initially, Faber had questions about focusing on gas use.
Is this going to solve all of our problems? But I guess if I think of it in context, like I compost, I try to ride my bicycle. Like these are just another small step that if enough people take that on can make a difference.
Which brings us to a recurring climate action debate. Does changing a few things individuals or institutions do really matter? Not much, argues Harvard University climate scientist Dan Schrag.
This is too big a problem, and it's a collective problem. It's the entire world.
Schrag, who runs Harvard's Center for the Environment, says doctors and nurses could likely have a bigger impact by pushing for major policy changes and educating patients about the health effects of climate change.
And personally, if I was on the operating table, I'd want my anesthesiologist to worry only about my health and safety, and frankly, disregard any concerns about greenhouse gas emissions.
We've been very clear that the first priority is taking care of the patient.
Dr. Lucy Everett, a leader on the Climate Anesthesiology Project, says anesthesia that is better for the environment is often better for the individual patient. And if it isn't, clinicians should use whatever's best for each case. But they should at least consider the climate impact of their choices, says Dr. Jonathan Sletzman, because the mission is to deliver the best care with the least harm for all patients.
Look, we are the only profession that has a moral imperative not to be hurting people.
Sletzman directs the Center for the Environment and Health at Mass General.
We shouldn't be harming the patient in front of us. We shouldn't be harming the patients around us in our communities.
Sletzman says anesthesiology teams are leading by example so that when they talk to patients or policymakers about ways to slow climate change, they can show it can be done. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.